Okay, you have come back to Peter. Mental impurities. To wash away these impurities is not so easy. Regular practice is necessary. So ignorance is so strong. Ignorance is so strong. By learning, by listening to Dhamma, by studying Dhamma, by practice, it's possible to remove because of knowledge can be obtained by listening to Dhamma, by studying good books, by learning Dhamma, by practice Dhamma. You know there are three types of knowledge according to media, dealing with the media. Sutta-maya, Chinta-maya, Bhavana-maya. Sutta-maya means knowledge produced by learning. Knowledge can be obtained by learning. Sutta-maya. Maya means produce. Sutta produce knowledge. Knowledge produced by learning. Learning means here, listening, studying, everything, questioning also. You see, these are sutta-maya. Listening, learning, studying, questioning, Dhamma, that is a sutta-maya, knowledge. Chinta-maya means that is possible only for, according to commentary, that is possible, this knowledge is can arise within only Bodhisattva. Without a base, learning, without a learning base, he himself thinking about, he can obtain a knowledge. Bodhisattva and the Buddha and a Pachika Buddha. Pachika Buddha also find his meditation practice by himself, self-enlightenment. That is a Chinta-maya. But chinta means thinking. Maya means produce. So knowledge produced by thinking. Consideration. Chinta is consideration, contemplation, thinking. That is a chinta. The other people's first learning or listening or hearing, then considerations. Not such a one is called chinta. Chinta means pure consideration. Not based on learning. Even Venerable Sariputta, who has great intelligence, first he is listening to Dhamma from Venerable Asati. Therefore, chinta means self-enlightenment, referring to self-enlightenment. Learning based on, or knowledge based on, or consideration based on learning is not chinta. So chinta-maya jnana is only for Buddha and Pachika Buddha, only Bodhisattva. Not others. There is a commentary said in this way. Without a base, sutta. Bhavanamaya means bhavanamaya. Knowledge produced by mental development. That is a practice. Knowledge produced by mental kacha. Meditation practice. That is a bhavana. Yeah. Therefore, to obtain knowledge, which it can remove moha. We must develop knowledge within us. That is the only way. Only amoha knowledge can remove moha. Therefore, moha, amoha. Moha is a delusion or ignorance. Amoha is anti-delusion, anti-ignorance. It can remove moha. That is a knowledge. That is a how to pure, how to purify our minds dealing with moha. Moha is one kind of impurities. It's very strong. We must take a time to purify our mind. So, next one is ahirika, shamelessness, or anuttapa, fearlessness. Shamelessness, fearlessness. There is a more fearlessness, or more shamelessness, dealing with the morals. Some people are never shameful to do akusala, to talk a lie, to use abusive words, to kid sentient beings, to steal others' property. They are never shameful. They can do easily. You see, buchas never care, you see, kid immediately. Ahirika. They proud. So how many animals are they key? Some people are proud, you see. Hunters are proud. They collect born or animals to be proud. How many tigers I shot? They proud about that. Ahirika. Some people are great lion. Ahirika, they never shameful about talking lying, they never shameful. Anuttapa is more fearlessness. Fear means never care others. Never care parents. In front of mother and father, he can use abusive words, he can lie, talk a lie, he can do everything. That is a fearlessness, more a fearlessness. Through these, akusalas accumulate. Never care himself, his qualities, never care others. Ahirika anuttapa. That is a work on every akusala. These two is work on to akusala. Their opposite is a have, hiri ottapa. To remove these impurities, you must cultivate hiri and ottapa in your mind. You must consider, oh, that is not suitable. I have good knowledge, So, for me, to do evil is not good. I'm a monk, so I shall not do such a thing, hiri, to establish a hiri. Must think in this way. I'm aged. I should not talk in this way. Considering age, considering position, considering quality. Some people, you see, consider his quality. Oh, I'm a good person. I have a good knowledge. I shall not do such evil things. Oh, considering quality. And I have good birth, good family. I was born in good family, from good family. I shall not do like that. I'm a monk. Monks should not do like that. I'm a Buddhist. I should not do like that. I should not talk like that. Oh. This is two cultivate. Hiri. Must consider. Own position, own quality, own situation. Own age. Also. Aged person is, you see, I'm an aged person. Such a age should not do like the young people. Should not talk like a young people. Should not behave like a young people. So considering his age, hiri should be established. Through hiri, hiri can eradicate ahirika. Can remove ahirika. When hiri come into being, ahirika is no more. Ahirika is removed. Anuttapa. Anuttapa can be removed by uttapa. You know, uttapa is mentioned as a sovana chitasika. You see, 38, 39. Hiri uttapa, morese, more dread, as mentioned. These hiri uttapas are very important. Good mental state. They maintain human dignities. They maintain the dignity of a person. Without a hiri uttapa, cannot maintain. Hiri uttapa is very important. Therefore, the Buddha said, hiri uttapas are can be said loka pala, protector of loka, protector of the world. The world means human world, protector of human world. Otherwise, a human world will be similar to animal world, animal kingdom. Because of hiri uttapa. Hiri uttapas are loka pala. The Buddha said in Gaudiya Nikaya, there are two dhammas which protect loka. They are hiri and uttapa, these two, you see. Without the hiri, without the uttapa, we can do everything, you see. We can do everything. Because of hiri uttapa control, therefore we hold up dignities, our dignity, reputation. Uttapa means hiri is considering own situation. Uttapa considering circumstances, environment, his society. If I do such things, evil things, what my parents feel? Thinking about parents. If I do such evil things, what feel my teacher? If I do such evil things, What will be my religion? Thinking about, thinking society, thinking circumstances, whatever be it. If I do evil things, I will be shameful because all the other will know, they will blame, they will look down, I'm not a good person, whatever. That is whatever. To establish kutava, must consider in this way. Must consider. If I do this way, what will be my neighbors? My neighbor will blame me. I am not a good person. They will think, they will look down me. Fear. This is a dread, moral dread. Considering others. Here he is considering himself. What about considering others? For what? To abstain evil. To abstain evil. Because of Hiri Uddhava, he never do evil actions. He never talk, he never thought, he never perform, he never act physical actions. Through Hiri Uddhava, you can pure, you can purify your mind from impurity of Ahirika Anuttapa. That is the way. That is the way. First, you must find out what is Ahirika, what is Anuttapa, what is Anuttapa. Then, what is Hiri, what is Uttapa. Hiri eradicate Ahirika, Uttapa eradicate Anuttapa. They are opposite each other. The Buddha's gift, this is medicine like that. There's a way. If our clothes is dirty, there's a soap. Who can make a pure cloth? What can cloth pure? The same way, when mind is impure, there are phenomena that is can make mind pure. That is a practice, you see. Consideration, deeply contemplation is a practice.